producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Monday morning. What a way to start off the Thanksgiving week here. Blustery and cold, but we are in North Dakota, so, you know, it's par for the course. Out in Tioga, it's fair, and three degrees out there in Tioga. And Fargo, we got some snow blowing around. It's really breezy. We have a wind advisory until noon this afternoon, and I'm going to get into the watches, warnings, and advisories in just a second. But you should know that it's 12 degrees. We got some snow blowing around. It's breezy, and we have a wind advisory here in the Fargo area until noon today. So we have a wind advisory. I've already alluded to that. The wind advisories are affecting, and if you want to see this advisory, you know, you just go to either KVLY, they have those advisories, or you can just go to the National Weather Service and the watch warning and advisory summary for this area. Grafton, Grand Forks, Wahpeton, Lisbon, Fargo, Valley City, we're all under this wind advisory, and it remains in effect until noon today. So the winds are 25 to 35 miles an hour, with wind gusts around 40 miles per hour. And with the slick road conditions, you can see how that can be hazardous. Woke up this morning scraping ice, scraping ice off not only the car, but the driveway. So, you know, just be careful out there. Light snow, reducing visibility around a mile at times, and that's in open country. And especially, like, if you're going down 12th Avenue, that large stretch, that long stretch where there's nothing out there but open fields, yeah, it can get a little hectic out there. So be careful, be careful. We had some light freezing drizzle last night and early morning, so that also adds to the hazardous nature of the morning commute. Just be prepared. Hey, girls. Just be prepared as you head out on your morning commute. Take a little extra time. You're going to need it. It's a little slick out, so. And just remember the wind advisory today. If you're driving a high-profile vehicle or even a little, Saturn Ion, you will be blown around a little bit. So, you know, keep all of that in mind as you're driving. Be careful. Saw a couple of fender benders this morning dropping the kids off at school. Just be careful. It's not worth the time and the money and the insurance claims and all of that. You know, road rage, put it to the side. You don't need to be there. If you're going to be a little bit late, I think folks will understand, given the current conditions, we don't need fender benders. Anyway, so keep that in mind. That's the way we're starting off the Monday today. Also starting off this Monday, I want to send a special shout out to Todd, who won't be joining us on What's On Your Mind later on. He's going through some family issues, and I just want to say our hearts are out for Todd and his family, and prayers that you guys come out on the other side and everything is good and everything is fine. I'm thinking it will be. I'm hoping it will be, and I'm praying for the same. So you'll have Scott Hannon for What's On Your Mind, talking about news of the day, asking you what's on your mind. I want to know what's on your mind this morning. Ton through my mind, and I'm always on social media. I tell you exactly what I'm thinking about. But one of the things that kind of got my blood boiling over the weekend, there's been a couple of things. But the one thing is this. So did you see Say Anything blog, Rob Port, the guy does a phenomenal job keeping us up to date on all things North Dakota. But the loony liberals out in New York City, yeah, that's right, New York City, where they, you know, make their picante sauce out of a jar or whatever. Out there in New York City, they're looking at North Dakota, and they're, like, slinging mud our way, man. And I'm looking at the article. These guys are, first of all, we are like the beacon of the nation right now. I mean, nobody is doing it better than North Dakota. So let's put that out there. And then you got the old gray liberal lady chucking clods of mud at North Dakota. And then, and not so suddenly, as a matter of fact, they are actually insinuating, they are intimating that we need federal oversight, more federal oversight here in North Dakota. And I'm scratching my head. I'm like, wait a minute. So North Dakota, we got $1 billion plus in the bank. We got like zero unemployment. We have more jobs here than we have people to fill the jobs. I mean, where are you going to go in the United States or the world for that matter and find that out? I mean, and find those circumstances. We got people flocking in droves to come to North Dakota, so much so that we have a housing shortage. We have strained resources, which, in my opinion, fuels more jobs and more employment, because you got to have people out there building houses. You got to have people out there strengthening our infrastructure. So more problems, but more draw to North Dakota. We're doing things right here. Yet you got the New York Times, who can't even turn off the siphon that their readership is just dripping away. I mean, their readership is down to abysmal numbers now. They can't even retain their readers. But they're going to tell us how to run North Dakota? Tell me what you think of that. And also, I mean, 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the fact that they want, not to mention the fact that the New York Times is dipping their nose in where they just have, they're not wanted. You know, it's not warranted. Nobody wants your opinion here. So, you know, you stay in your liberal, loony New York City, the East Coast. You stay over there, report on whatever you want to. Leave North Dakota alone. But they suggest that we can't regulate ourselves. And this is the first. They've already come out with another piece. I'm still on the first piece right now. The first little hit piece that they did. They imply that North Dakota can't regulate itself. So the federal government, federal oversight is needed for North Dakota. And I'm like, excuse me. Think about that. The same folks that couldn't get a website off the ground after sinking $1 billion into the website, the same folks that totally dropped the ball in the VA. The same folks that are involved in this IRS scandal that lost emails that are unlosable. And then we got the Benghazi FUBAR that we will talk about later on. And I'm really hoping that that you guys call in about the whole Benghazi. I don't know if you heard during the data dump on Friday, there was some new developments in the Benghazi hearing. Stay tuned for that. It's going to, if you're like me, it's going to set your hair on fire, and you're going to be like, you know, what's going on? These are Republicans. But anyway, let's get back to the, so the same people that just told the Benghazi FUBAR, the border crisis, you know, kids coming across our borders, whoever coming across our border, we don't even know. They say we're safe. I don't know. Fast and Furious. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. federal government. The New York Times says, hey, you need to let these guys into North Dakota because you guys aren't doing something right. Excuse me. Excuse you, as a matter of fact. Think about it. Think about it. We are the beacon of the free world right now. And the New York Times says, hey, you need some government oversight. You need more so you can do better. We got $1 billion plus in the bank. Leave us alone. We got zero unemployment almost. I mean, we got more jobs than we got people. So leave us alone. You know, that's my take. Check it out. Check out the story. The next, and again, that's the first story. Check out both stories on Rob Ford's Say Anything vlog. We'll be right back with Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner right after this break. And we're going to talk a little Ferguson and the GOP moving forward. We'll be right back right after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We're back on this Monday morning that starts off the Thanksgiving holiday week. I am happy to be here. It's a little cold, a little blustery outside, so be careful on your morning commute. 855-217-76, extension 2. This is the Common Sense Club. So, as always, we speak with two commonsensical gals, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, are you there?
I am.
And Blankita Cullum. Blankita? Okay, maybe not.
She is, something happened to her phone. You guys have to have a caller back.
Okay, good deal. So we can banter, me and you, Ellen, right?
We can, and she'll be right there.
One thing I want to ask you about, this Ferguson thing. Now, I have a take on this. I think that the media is overhyping a lot of this. I mean, the wall-to-wall coverage, the protesting, that light protesting from what I've heard that's going on out there, it's almost like they're waiting on something really bad to happen with bated breath. And that's just my take, you know, as a guy in North Dakota looking at all of the media. What do you think?
Well, what I think is that there is a serious problem when you arrest a journalist on the street, and I don't think there can be enough media coverage of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're now a third world country. This is not Venezuela. It's not China. You know, it's crazy. I agree with Ellen on that. I think that's bizarre. Was the guy doing something inappropriate?
Okay, so you think that the coverage down there is adequate? I'm Blanquita, in case you missed it, I said that I think that it's overhyping of this situation. I guess I should clarify. I think that there are much better, much clearer examples of police abuse of power and use of force.
Oh, yeah, but now it's escalated, man. The problem is, what I'm worried about, now, they'll probably postpone it to try to get it close to Thanksgiving, thinking that people will kind of subside being out there because of this holiday. The other thing is they've got to be probably trying to figure out how to get those darn jurors out of there.
Yeah.
And how to be able to get that cop, if he's going to be, if he's free or if he's not free, but probably they won't indict him. How do they get him out without having him get killed? And,
yeah,
how, you know, and what I'm worried about, and I told this to Ellen this morning, I'm worried that they're going to leak the names of those jurors. And, of course, you talk about a lynch mob, but go after those jurors.
And see, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about this, despite my feelings on whether or not, you know, he was justified or unjustified. I am concerned for his safety and well-being. Absolutely. I heard that, you know, two alleged Black Panther folks were down there, and they were trying to buy pipe bombs. And we don't need that kind of stuff. I mean, and you're spot on with the jurors. I mean, my goodness, if I was one of those jurors, I would want police protection going out there. I would have to have 100% certainty that my identity would remain anonymous.
But again, you just don't know who inside that whole system. They may swear them to secrecy, but they may have somebody on the inside that's got them marked, and God help those poor people.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm hoping that everything works out for the best, and hopefully they do it. They do come out with a verdict closer to Thanksgiving, so folks can, you know, take a step back, maybe, you know, like they do the Friday document dump, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
Kind of take the edge off, you know, a little bit. And I'm really hoping that folks like Al Sharpton and folks that the African-American community consider to be leaders actually lead and don't bring.
Can I give you guys a quick headline on a little tiny different subject that's breaking right now as we speak?
Go ahead.
Chuck Hagel stepping down as Secretary of Defense.
Oh, I see that.
I didn't see that.
Well, it's happening as we speak.
You can't know everything. I kind of have to give a little edge on this.
And why is he doing that?
I don't know. But you know what? He probably doesn't want to be around right now. A lot of things are going to be coming down, and I think there'll be a lot of scrutiny and criticism of his job.
A couple of things I want to touch on before our time is brief. One, Iran nuclear talks to be extended until July. So they went past their deadline now. How big a concern is this for the folks that are concerned that Iran may already have a nuclear weapon, or if not, they are well on their way? How big a concern is this?
Ellen, I mean, you know, I have a cousin who shall remain nameless who's very involved in all of this, and he said, listen, they're going to get a bomb at some point. Congressman Bob Nays is in India, who, as you know, sometimes reports for us, said the problem with Tehran is that they have all of their nuclear facility under Tehran, so that if you bomb them, you're going to kill a lot of populace, and that's why they did it the way they've done it.
And you know what I'm worried about? Can I bring it back up for the 18,000th time? Venezuela. Venezuela. Russia. First. China.
Right.
Second. Iran. Third. They have drones. They have a missile plant. They have all kinds of stuff. Why can't we get the American people to wake up to what's going on in Venezuela? And the number two guy now at the UN is from where? Venezuela.
Venezuela.
I'm telling you, we are not watching our own backyard.
So what should we do? I mean, yeah, I open the folks' eyes, you know, to what's going on in Venezuela. And but
I mean,
what should
look,
we do?
You got to understand what's happening. You've got we're worried about you know, terrorist training camps. We're worried about narco traffickers. All this stuff is going through Venezuela, and you know they've got deals with Argentina. They've got deals with Ecuador. They've got deals with a lot of people in Central America. The American people need to start focusing, too, on what's going on in their own backyard. They need to look at the map and start working more closely with countries like Canada that has an incredible prime minister in Stephen Harper.
So what would that look like, us cracking down on Venezuelan, training camps?
Well, I mean, smarter, and we don't even pay attention. We don't even have anybody working it there. We have no idea what our intelligence gathering is there. The reason I know that is because I traveled there and stumbled onto it and tried to take it to the White House and to the head of the Senate when Frist was there, and they turned me away. I brought them videos. I brought them documents. I brought them front pages of the newspaper that said they had drugs. And
are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
What, Ellen, what do you think of that?
Well, I don't know enough about it. I have to defer, unfortunately, to Blanquita on this one.
Unfortunately. Wow. But that is unreal. Do you think that maybe they want to keep it quiet?
In the Weekly Standard. I have written articles in the Washington Times. Can I get anybody to listen to me? I feel like a voice crying in the flipping wilderness.
Well, maybe we have some covert ops going on, and they don't want to draw attention to that. That's what I'm hoping.
They had a great ambassador there who would have been a perfect person for covert ops, but I'm telling you, we've got nothing. We've got who got.
We got who got. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. More with the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. It'd be lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and we have a caller on the line, Bob out in Grafton. I was going to go on a little spiel, but I see that Bob's been waiting for a good little bit of time here. So, Bob, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Leon. Yeah, I wanted to make a quick comment about, and then there's something else I want to say, but a quick comment about the New York slimes there, about their throwing mud on North Dakota. You know, it's because we're doing things right, and we're not falling into the destruction of the rest of the country that the liberals would love us to fall into, you see. So when they speak of more federal oversight, what they really mean is more federal crackdown, is right. What they mean. So, and I was listening to Bill Bennett this morning, and he had a guy on there that was talking about the, you know, immigration and everything. And I listened to your guest there a few minutes ago about Venezuela and the threats that are, you know, all around us. And, you know, Leon, I just keep asking myself, how bad does it have to get in this country before we stop worrying about the color of this president's skin? I'm so sick of hearing, well, we're never going to impeach him because of the color of his skin. He's the first black president. That's ridiculous. The framers of our Constitution were never concerned with the color of any given president's skin. They were for the preservation of freedom, the Constitution, and the rule of law. So I just keep asking myself, how bad does it really have to get? I mean, secret letters to Iran, our ambassador gets killed under his watch because they failed to reinforce his security per his request, the ambassador's request. You got the IRS, you know, the hunting down with the IRS, you know, the political involvement there with the IRS on entities, you know, and so on and so forth. I mean, really, in the secret letters to Iran, that just floors me. And I just keep asking myself, how bad does it have to get in this country? I mean, what has to happen? We got people flooding our borders. The president the other night just took a shotgun to the Constitution. He's more like Calvin Coolidge, yeah. I think, that Levin was talking about the other day. He's the nullifier, nullifying our Constitution and rule of law. You know, his attorney general, they won't talk about Article 5, you know, where we could get rid of the president and the vice president and the attorney general and any Supreme Court justices that's not abide by the Constitution. I just fear for this country, Leon. I really think that people just don't get it. How bad things are fixing to really be getting, the things are really coming here. I've got so much I want to say and so little time to say it. I just want to say, how bad does it have to get in this country before people stop worrying about the color of this president's skin and really focus on freedom and the Constitution and the rule of law and get this guy and his administration out?
Brilliant. Brilliant, Bob. You make a couple of really great points. But the first one I want to touch on is, the fact that we become so desensitized, so conditioned to believe that the folks in Washington are these really smart guys who have everything under control and this, that, and the other thing, and they're not. A brilliant point that you made is we're not even talking about Article 5. We're not even talking about the fact that this president is doing things that are against, not in the American populace best interest. The scariest, the thing that most concerned our founding fathers was exactly, as you said, not the color of our president's skin, but they called it Caesarism. Caesarism. That's what it was called. Caesarism. The incremental accruement of power, one position. That's what they feared the most. Ben Franklin said, you know, when they just finished that constitutional convention, a lady asked him, "So what did you give us?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it. That republic is only as strong as our will to defend it." And I don't think that we do a good enough job defending this republic. We kind of get into the group think that we are a democracy and these folks are, you know, the best that we can do. And if they say this is the best thing for us, then, you know, we got to do. No. Do you know? I wonder how many of my listeners know this. Who did our founders give the most power to? Was it the federal government? Was it, I don't know, some other state-created entity? Who did they leave the most power to? And I bet you
Well, first thing off the top of my head is I want to say the American people, the House of Representatives. They represent the populace of the country and of the states. And wasn't it Benjamin Franklin that said some sort of comment along the lines? He said, "I have taken an oath before, or sworn an oath before the altar of God for some sort of, you know, ultimate hostility against all forms of tyranny," and so on and so forth. I just, Leon, I tell you, things are coming down the pipe. This president gets away with so much right now. He's not checked on it because just simply because of the color of his skin. And that's what it boils down to. Everything, you know, Trayvon Martin could have been my son. But what about the other gazillion young black Americans that were killed in Chicago and otherwhere across the United States? They pick and choose. And the people that don't see that, it's like the hand in front of your face. And if he gets away with the things he's getting away with and with these serious attacks against the Constitution, and we don't take serious measures to rebut this attack against our Constitution, God only help us with what could be coming down the pike in 2015 here. I mean,
And the Democrats and Republicans alike should be very concerned about the consolidation of power, the power grabs by this federal government. Because once you set these precedents, it doesn't matter if we have a rhino president that in 2016 or a Republican president or a Democrat president. Doesn't matter. You're setting precedents that these folks can build on. So say we get a Republican in. And say this Republican is not a constitutional conservative or a constitutionalist. What if they want to, push forward some, Republican agenda that they couldn't do without this precedent that Obama just set and has been setting in his entire administration? What are you going to do then? You know?
Good point. I would say one more final thing, and I'll get off and listen to you, but I would say one more final thing, or as an excellent point, is the precedent issue. And another thing I would like to say is, watch out, America, because your freedom of religion, I believe, is really going to start coming under attack here starting 2015.
Good gravy. Yeah. I mean, it already is.
Yeah.
My apologies, Bob. Thanks for the call, man. You're always insightful. I got to get you in here and stick a mic in your face and just kind of sit back, enjoy my coffee, and just let you go, man. That's pretty cool. I like Bob. Back to my question. Who did the founders leave the most power? They left the most power in our state legislators. a lot of us think that our state legislators are just these local people. You know, they don't really have a whole lot of power. They really don't have a whole lot of, you know, they just kind of, no, they are, well, when this thing was set up, they were the most powerful folks in the country. And now we've just kind of ceded all of this power, all of this authority, without too much even batting an eye, to the federal government, who we see time after time after time cannot handle the power, mismanages the power, and our freedoms and liberties suffer. And something else that Bob alluded to was the fact that our freedom of religion has come under attack. Our parental rights have come under attack. I was listening to Stossel last night, and I saw a couple of nanny staters that he had on there. They were talking about free-range kids, and I'm going to talk about this more later on in the week. But they were talking about free-range kids, and the thing that struck me was not the parents that let their kids just kind of take the subway or play at the park without them being there, without being helicopter moms and dads, or the tiger mom. Those folks didn't strike me as odd. The people that struck me as odd were the nanny staters that said, basically, parents don't know what the heck they're doing, so it's incumbent on the government to step in the best interest of the kids, you know. I mean, I saw this one a father who allowed his kid to walk home from a car show. A kid is articulate, kid is smart, but a police officer says, you know, he didn't think that that child should be walking home alone. Excuse me? I would think that the father would be a better judge of this kid's character than a police officer that has never seen the kid before, does not know the content of the kid's character or how mature the kid is or any. So you see this slow seeding of our individual rights and powers and the state's rights and powers just kind of evaporating into this miasma that is the sucking of the federal government, and we don't even bat an eye. And then when we do, when folks like Bob come calls into a talk show or has a blog or something, we're considered right-wing kookies or what do they call us, right-wing wacko birds or whatever. We're dismissed. We're anti-government. No, we are the true constitutionalists. We're not like somehow odd or right wing extremists. Our starting line is the Constitution. Here it is right here. Everyone else is extremist. We just want to get you back here where you have the most freedom, where you have the least amount of Leviathan legs on your throat, where you have the freest free enterprise. And see, I've gotten off on our tangent now. I got off on a rant. Thanks for that, Bob. Good gravy, man. I got a lot of stories to get to here. But anyway, 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on air and into the conversation. Extension 1, it'll leave it on the rant line. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should call into my own show and just let loose. Just let go with like a 10-minute rant on the direction of America. I think I might have to do that. I'm going to write down that number, 855-200-1776, extension 1. That's the rant line right there. Stay tuned in the 9 o'clock hour. Scott Hannon will be interviewing State Representative Jim Casper of Fargo on his plan to stop Common Core standards in the next legislative session. Now, he's going to be in studio, and I really want you to tune in for that, because on the 2nd of December, I'm going to have Kirsten Lombard on, and she has a phenomenal book about Common Core, the dangers of Common Core. So stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are back in this last segment of the Common Sense Club. I want to mention that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is stepping down under pressure, the first cabinet-level casualty of the collapse of this administration. Obama asked him to, as a matter of fact, at the request of Barack Obama. And I'm guessing this is so he can look like he can seem to be, you know, on. He could seem to have a good handle on foreign policy and that sort of thing. But President Obama will be in the Rose Garden this morning to make that announcement. So stay tuned for that, I guess. it's a big deal. You got your defense secretary, a casualty of your, I started to say cruddy, But, yeah, well, cruddy administration and the perception that your foreign policy is for the birds. But anyway, stay tuned for that. I want to go to Gene out in Valley City right now. I think you have some remarks on the Constitution.
Yeah, good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Gene.
Stepping down. When do we get to see Obama step down?
That ain't going to happen. He's like a kid with a lollipop. We're going to have to pry him out of that seat, man.
And Leon, this country's been going on for 230-some-odd years. What single thing made that possible?
Our Constitution and people willing to fight
right
to uphold it.
Right on. The Constitution. The Constitution made this country be what it is or what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, with this constitutional crisis that we have right now, how much of the Constitution is left?
And I don't think that a lot of folks realize how much of our Constitution has been just subverted, as a matter of fact, and deemed to be inadequate. Our president once said on a college campus that our Constitution was written by white slave owners, and the application does not apply in modern times. Something to that effect. And we elected this guy to be president. I mean, my God, folks. And I got to say, to white people out there, I understand that some of you felt obligated because of past, whatever in history, to give this guy a shot. What was the excuse the second time around? This guy, and I'm a black guy, and I'm saying this, if someone that wants to be president has an open disdain for our system, for our founding documents, for our founding fathers, for our economic model that we use, why the heck would you vote for him? Why would you put him in office where he can do exactly what he's doing? I mean, my goodness. Anyway, I'll digress. Gene, anything else you want to add before I go to Dustin?
Well, I'm very concerned, and I want, what's the chances of this country surviving without its Constitution?
There is not. Not a chance, a snowball's chance in Hades. Thanks, Gene. Dustin out in Williston,
right.
What's on your mind?
John, I just wanted to speak about the general atmosphere right now, and for me, in my opinion, the American people have always felt that no matter what happened in the government, there would always be a reckoning. Someone stepped out of line, they would get in trouble. And now we have this sense of lawlessness where there will be no reckoning other than the final reckoning. And they're losing faith. And over time, we've become disconnected with our government. We lost our vested interest. You know, back in the day, I mean, look at the World War I and World War II. What did we do as a country to help the war effort? You don't see that anymore. People expect, people expect the government to provide everything, and it's a horrible place because people look at things like our Constitution and think, oh, they're just being stubborn, clinging to their guns and God again.
That's what built this country.
Antiquated.
Gun and God.
That our beliefs are antiquated. And, in the name of progression, we have to sidestep these things and press on. And no, you can't chip at the foundation of a building and expect it to still stand.
Brilliantly stated. Wow, Dustin, that was brilliant. And I totally agree. If the things that made this country are all of a sudden degraded to a point or eroded to a point where they are obsolete, then what is our foundation? We absolutely will fall. Rome was on this planet for, I forget how long, but we are like infants as it in the grand scheme of thing, in the timeline here, and we're already so far ahead of them in their decline and utter oh man, don't have enough time in the day. Richard, sorry, if you want to hang on the line, Scott Annan, we'll be back with What's On Your Mind at the top of the hour. Thanks for the phone call, Dustin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.